The following teleconference is recorded for the American Nurses Association of California on Thursday, November 9th, 2017, beginning at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Central Time, for the Business Meeting and Education Seminar, The Nurse's Growing Role in the Media. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience in holding. We now have your speakers in conference. Please be aware that each of your lines is in a listen-only mode. At the conclusion of today's presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. Please note that the web portion of this meeting will start at the end of the current meeting. It is now my pleasure to turn today's conference over to President Philip Bautista. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Philip Bautista, and as the president of ANA California, I want to extend a warm welcome to the live audience and also to our webinar replay viewers. This webinar for the ANA California Virtual Business Meeting, as mentioned, will be divided into two parts. The first part are the reports of your State Board of Directors that assumed office in May of this year, followed by an audiovisual webinar presented by Alice Benjamin. After our reports from our board during this first hour, we will have a brief time for questions that will be moderated by Conference America. I would also like to introduce to you the new executive director of our association, Marketa Huskova. She is taking over the position that was held by Robin Schaefer, and we are grateful to Robin for her leadership and service. In appreciation of Robin's service and excellent leadership, we are pleased to present Robin with the token of our appreciation, symbolized in a plaque that highlights her dedication to us and service to the association. Thank you so much, Robin. We appreciate all that you've done for us. And now, I would like to yield the time to Marketa Huskova as our new executive director for beginning with a report on the state of the update of our association.
Good morning, everybody. It's my pleasure to be here with you and to serve as your executive director. As you know, next year will be wonderful and busy for our association. We will be starting the year with our annual RN Lobby Day, or RN Day at the Capitol 2018, on April 9th, 2018. We are also working on adding an infection control summit, which will have panel discussion for 2 hours or so. As you know, ANAC was chosen to be a part of a 25 nursing organization national project working with ANA and CDC. We worked on a peer-reviewed webinar, and we are part of a national move towards increasing awareness of infection prevention and control. So that is a great honor for our association. Last week, another wonderful achievement for our association is that all the ATRN nursing groups are interested in working together on nursing advocacy and advancing nursing policy in regarding to full practice authority. So starting January, we will have a meeting of all the policy directors and lobbyists, and we'll see how we can take the capital by political storm, and see how we can advance full practice authority. Last but not least, I wanted to thank each and every one of you for your engagement and involvement in increasing our footprint in the policy and political arena in Sacramento and around the state. ANAC worked hard at increasing our visibility, our political influence, not only in the political arena, but also in the regulatory arena. So we have worked with DRN, we have worked with Department of Public Health, we have worked with California Primary Care Association and a slew of other organizations, which just shows you how what role we are taking and how we are really moving towards our rightful place at the leadership in California nursing. And no man or woman is an island, and we are very happy to be working with our coalition partners, with ACNL, DACN, the joint, not joint chief, joint deans and directors, and many of the legislative offices in Sacramento. So we are very proud to be working with you. Thank you for all your hard work and dedication. And we look forward to seeing you starting January with our new legislative update that will be recorded for your pleasure. And so we will be talking about bills and how they affect directly your nursing practice. So we hope that you will enjoy it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Marketa. Now I'd like to turn over the time to Anita Girard, our Vice President, for her update and report.
Thanks, Philip. I'm so excited to It's been a great year start already, and we just wanted to announce our General Assembly is going to be at the Hyatt Newport Beach in Southern California on November 9th and 10th next year. So it's a Friday-Saturday conference, bringing together 200 to 300 nurses from across the state of California. We'll have dynamic speakers. We'll have a business meeting and updates, and it'll just be a great gathering of California nurses. So excited about that. If you have any interest in volunteering, please contact me via on the ANAC website. You can go to the Vice President and click on my email address there. And I'd love to hear if you have speaker ideas or themes that are really pertinent to what's going on for you right now in your clinical practice. So please contact me via that. I'd be so thrilled to hear from you. And then the second thing that's happened that's really exciting is the California Hospital Association, under the leadership of BJ Bartleson, gathered a CHA CNO advisory board and asked ANA to be part of that. So I'm one of the representatives on that board, and they're bringing together 30 CNOs from across the state of California on a quarterly basis to really, again, look at what's keeping them up at night, what issues can we, from a nursing perspective, bring to the California Hospital Association. So really exciting times for us here at ANA. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Anita. And now we will hear from Kelly Bell, the ANAC Treasurer, with her report and update.
Thanks, Philip. It's been a busy beginning to my term as treasurer. Over the past few months, I've spent significant time revamping all of our financial policies, and we'll be presenting them to the board soon for their approval. As many of you know, ANA National has been providing financial services to our organization. However, we've recently contracted with local vendors and consider ourselves to be in an exciting transition phase. Lastly, I am thrilled to announce that our investment account has grown by 15% this year, which is great for us. And that's it for me.
Thank you, Kelly. And now the legislation report comes from our legislative director, Lindsay Sandberg.
Hello, everyone. I'm excited to announce some upcoming things in the legislative world, but let me start with we're at recess in our legislative session. So we ended, the recent legislative session ended and bills were signed by the governor October 15th, and we will be starting at the beginning of the new year. This gives us the opportunity as nurses to meet with our representatives while they're in their home district and talk to them about important nursing issues. So if you're interested in reaching out to your representative, it's really easy to do. If you need any tips or any topics that to discuss that is important to ANAC, reach out to me or Marquetta for any kind of tips on how to approach them, what to talk about. So reach out to me because it's a really impactful, powerful thing to do. If you did not see Marquetta and Roxanne's awesome YouTube video of the end of the legislation summary, I'm going to give you a little mini review. So there were three very important legislation that was passed related to nurses. There was SB 799, the RN sunset bill, which was signed by Governor Brown, which will renew the BRN until 2022. There's also AB 422. That authorizes the CSU system to offer DNP programs, which is really important to the advancement of nursing practice throughout the state, as more nurses will have the opportunity to have access to DNP programs. There is also AB 1102, Protections for Health Facility Whistleblowers, which is very important for patient safety. So bills to watch for next session. We will be monitoring many bills. This is just the tip of the iceberg. We will be watching SB 349, the chronic dialysis clinic staffing, which ANAC opposes due to mandated staffing ratios instead of acuity-based staffing. Additionally, we will be monitoring AB 1560, which prohibits a physician or surgeon from supervising more than a specified number of nurse practitioners, certified midwives, and physician's assistants at any one time. ANAC supports this bill. Additionally, we will be kicking off our public policy committee, which is a committee to evaluate and establish positions on current legislation and potentially introduce our own legislation that would be sponsored by ANAC. If you have any questions or concerns about specific bills, our positions on specific bills, anything for the future of legislation or have any ideas of potential legislation that you would like ANAC to introduce, please reach out to me so I can get that on our agenda for our public policy committee. And that is it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lindsay. And for the membership report, we now turn to Tanya Davis, our membership director.
Thank you, Philip. First, just want to say hello to everybody who's on the call. I'm going to just start with some basic numbers. For membership, we're sitting around 6,500 members. That's a 2% increase, roughly, for this year, 2017. A large percent of that is due to the value pricing program, and for those of you that don't know what that is, members can join and pay monthly instead of yearly. Previously, it was just $174 that you paid for the entire year, but now you can split that up to $15 per month. So it's been a good time to join. For students, also for students that are NSNA members, your membership's free if there's any students on the call, and you have access to the New Grad Toolkit that assists with resumes, cover letters, interview skills, all on that main page when you first log in. Lastly, we're working on developing a membership-only discussion board for membership engagement and for further discussion on topics, both geographically and presented in the Nursing Voice. So stay tuned for that. Also, I just wanted to invite any members to reach out to me about topics and ways that you want to be engaged with membership. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tanya. For the education report, we now turn to our Director of Education, Dr. Mary Ann McCarthy.
Good morning, everyone. I am pleased to be your Education Director and excited to be with you today. Thank you for joining us. I'm excited about the legislation that has gone through and the upcoming stuff that's related to education, which we will be following. And also in one of my roles as the Education Director, I serve in a role as the liaison to the California Student Nurse Association as part of an advisor to the student board. And in that role, I am advisor to the vice president and to the legislative director. In October, we had our state convention in Pomona. At that time, it was a really great event. We had excellent speakers. And we elected a new board who will be coming on board next, or orientating next month. They're already on board. The students presented four resolutions, one of which will be going to the National Student Nurses Association in the spring. You can see these resolutions and see what they've been working on and what's moving forward at cnsa.org, cnsa.org. Actually, I think I'm saying that wrong. I think it's csna.org. I always get the acronyms backwards. So California Student Nurse Association.org. My apologies. And what I would like to work with all of you on is we really need more ANAC members to get involved and attend these conferences with our students and encourage them to be a part of this. It's a great business meeting, parliamentary procedure, resolutions, education, networking for students in the only organization that is specifically for students at the state and national level. So if you have interest or it happens once a year in the fall, you can contact me through the through our website. And I thank you for any and all ways that you are involved with us.
Thank you. And for practice report, we now turn to Chris Tarver, the ANAC Practice Director.
Thank you, Philip, and good morning, everyone. We are happy to have you on the call, and I am thrilled to be here to talk to you about anything that we are working on in this year's board. So, what we are responding to is feedback that we received from a survey that was done of members a couple years ago, I think now, where they wanted more interaction with the board and as an organization. So a few of us are going to take the lead. Tanya, the membership director, and myself are going to take the lead on developing a discussion board for ANA California. And You know, we know that you probably, many of you may be involved in many discussion boards, and so, you know, we've worked on the purpose of what this discussion board would be. So, first and foremost, it's to engage with our members. And we are really looking to you, and maybe during the Q&A time, looks like we'll have time for some good discussion in Q&A. We can talk about what topics, as being a nurse in California, what topics are really important to you in front of mind. So that would be the first purpose of the discussion board. A second purpose of the discussion board is to take our articles from the Nursing Voice. So many of us directors submit articles to Nursing Voice, and hopefully some of you have seen that in your mail and have read what we've said, but it ends in the void once a quarter. And so what we'd like to do is take the discussion from the articles in Nursing Voice and carry them forward so that we can get feedback back and forth. You know, several of us put in our articles, email us, but we want a more open forum. The third reason for doing a discussion board is so that we can have timely discussions about contemporary nursing issues, both in California and what's happening across the United States. So things happen very quickly, it seems, in the environment we're living now in the United States, when something, hopefully many of you know, one of our fellow nurses in Utah had a very bad altercation with a police officer and experienced violence in the workplace. And we want to have a forum where we could start talking about that right away, not a newsletter that may be coming out a quarter away. And then finally, we've gotten feedback that our members would like some discussion at a regional level. So we have a very large state. We have, I think we're one of the top membership in the United States. And so we know that there's things being experienced locally, Southern California, Central California, Northern California, and we'd like to be able to reach out to our members in those areas and give them a forum for a discussion. We do see that the discussion board would be for active members only. So keep your membership active would be great. It will be a moderated discussion board, and we'll have some etiquette and that we keep everything from being offensive. That would not be the goal. And then we would have metrics. So we don't want to keep a discussion board going that's not serving the purpose of what we intended, which is to engage our members. So we would look and report out metrics to our members and to our board to see that we're successful in what we wanted to achieve. It would be an advice board. We would have a disclaimer on that. So I think in a little bit we'll have some open time to dialogue with those of you on the call, and we'd be interested in getting your initial reactions to our discussion board. I think at this moment I'm going to send the talk back to Philip, our president.
Thank you, Chris. So as you just heard, we've been diligently working on our efforts to go green while still engaging our members. As the survey responses of the needs from the members was discussed, we heard that you need to become more engaged. So after some board discussion, we are pleased to announce that we are going to further these efforts in going green within our newsletter, The Nursing Voice. Our newsletter has been a great resource for reaching out to our members, and by going green, we're aiming to increase both our environmental and fiscal responsibility. As many of you have already noticed, and as we've talked earlier, we've been engaging members with video updates. As Lindsay mentioned, with our legislative actions and updates, we now have a welcome to our new members that is a video update. And also, we have monthly updates from our association, from myself as president. If you haven't seen these are coming out in the ANAC weekly newsletter that is sent to your email that's on file. So if you haven't seen it and you're not getting these emails for some reason, please reach out to us. Contact the office. You can reach the office at anac@anacalifornia.org. And as we discussed this membership survey, we are still using this information as our guiding light to reach out to direct our actions and to your requests for engagement to reach you in events like this call and webinar that's coming up. So if you want to reach out to any of us directly, you can reach out to us via the website where our individual emails are listed under the Board of Directors page. Each director has an email that comes directly to them specifically, as well as our general email box, which is, again, anac@anacalifornia.org. Feel free to reach out to our office for any issues that you may have regarding services, questions, or even if you're not sure where you want to become more engaged, but you just want to reach out to us more. We really do appreciate hearing from you. One additional note is, as president, I hold a voting board position on the Californians Allied for Patient Protection, which is sometimes better known by the acronym CAP. CAP works to protect access to care issues and has meetings with legislators all across the state. Sometimes they're held in the offices in Sacramento, and sometimes they're held in the home districts. Currently, we are reviewing how we can better find ways to identify and engage our members by being present at these fundraiser events, which are we are invited to attend these at no cost to us as ANAC. And I believe that this is a true testament to how important the voice of nursing is across the state. We are invited to be equal with all the other stakeholders in healthcare as nurses at no cost to us. And as our executive director, Marquetta, has mentioned earlier, we aim to make this next year a year of increased advocacy. And this is one way that we can make our voice heard as nurses to the stakeholders that hold significant influence on statutory efforts. And we've heard positive feedback so far from all of you as members. And now that you've heard from our board, we welcome any feedback that you may have now. We want to use this time to take any questions or comments from the listening audience, and we are open to questions at this time. Operator, please give the instructions so that the participants may give their feedback.
Thank you. As a reminder, the web portion is not open at this time, but if you have a question, you can ask your question by pressing *1 on your touchtone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please dial *2. Again, to ask a question via the phone, please dial *1 now. The first question will come from Candy Campbell. Please go ahead.
Hi there. I'm wondering if we're going to go, and I think congratulations, it's a great idea to go virtual with the newsletter. Is since it's going to cost us a lot less, is it going to come out more frequently now?
That's a great question, Candy. Yeah. We had discussed that, and we're looking at actually not necessarily overhauling it, but enhancing it. We talked about having corners for staff nurses, corners for new nurses coming into the profession. And we also have some of our stakeholder partners that want to share news with us. So because it is going green, we would definitely be able to increase the frequency of this. So we're not sure exactly what the frequency is at this time. We're still planning this, and this was a discussion that we've had on and off for a while. But at our board meeting yesterday when we discussed these issues, we said, why couldn't we make this newsletter come out more often? Why couldn't we engage our members more often and have our members being more involved with this, either as writers, as contributors, and we may even explore an editorial committee again, as we've had in the past. So we want to make this a newsletter that is beneficial to the members, that is driven by the members, but is also one that is a better fiscal responsibility for us, as well as going green. We plan to take all of the electronic copies of this newsletter and place them on our website in archives so that they are archived there for later reading, not just in your emails alone. And Anita also has something that she'd like to add to that as well.
Candy, it's Anita. I was just thinking, do you have any thoughts on the frequency that you would like to see it come out or any other members?
Well, yeah, thank you, Anita. I do. I think that since we're going to do that, then we could also engage it, a posting on LinkedIn, et cetera. And as let's just say that we had some of these different portions of it, it possibly could be some of the portions could be more frequent than others. For instance, if you had a nurse blogger or a bunch of people who were, you know, four or five people who were blogging, I'll bet we could get something up every week at least, and maybe if the bloggers were all in different, like you were saying, Philip, different segments of our nursing society, you know, different categories of nurses, and then we we have a calendar where the material is due, you know, so many days before, and we have, you know, ahead of time, so that each blogger would probably only have to do one blog post a month if it was coming out every 7 days, or possibly even more often. You know, I just see this as innovative and room for exponential growth in terms of getting new members and marketing and promotion. And one last thing, and then I'll shut up. I think also, you know, I have a lot of opinions. It also speaks to the fact that if we have this more often, our sponsors and advertisers would be more interested. We could lower the prices for it, and they might be more interested because then they have more eyeballs on the site. Right? And I'm not sure how to unmute myself, but I'm sure they will take care of that. So thank you for taking my comments.
Thank you for your comments, Candy, and we don't want you on mute just yet because there's a lot of nodding of heads around the room that you've given us great insight. And I know that Chris wants to add something as well, too.
Yeah, Candy, I appreciate all your feedback, and thank you for the positiveness of going green and having a more frequent newsletter, which I think is right in line with what we were hoping the members wanted. And I just wanted to put in a little plug about something I recently figured out and learned. When you talk about advertisers and sponsors, that's a great way that our organization is supported, and it helps us keep our membership dues at a low cost. And what I recently found out was that the ANAC Weekly that comes out, by taking the time to click and open up that email, we get benefit as an organization from our sponsors and advertisers. So I know I'm the first one to say my email gets filled, but if people could take the time to click and explore the weekly emails, that would be great. And you're right, Candy, as we continue to go green, we could have even more opportunity to help support our organization and then fulfill our mission, which is advocacy for nurses in California.
Thank you. And Tanya wanted to share something.
Hi.
Can I just comment on what Chris just said? Oh, okay.
Please.
No, by all means. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say that that is a super, and a lot of us know that, so I don't know if I'm guilty of not clicking. I always try and click. But you know something, maybe that could be some sort of blurb in the subject line. Please click, or I don't know, maybe just a little, you know, blurb to educate our nurses, because I just don't think a lot of people know that.
Exactly. Anyway, yes, I think that's great. Yeah.
So, like you were saying about membership outreach and engagement, I think one of the big things that we liked about the idea of going green and putting the newsletter out there is that we could put links in there to help direct nurses to those things that do interest them most, which gives us an idea of where to focus our engagement. If most of the nurses are clicking on those legislative bills, well, clearly that's the information that they want to get information on, and then we can put out more of what's interesting for our population of nurses that we serve here. So, I mean, we really like that idea just for that purpose alone, because then they're able to kind of form their own version of the membership and serve themselves as well as letting us know what serves them best.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, everybody, for the comments. And I think this is what we're looking for in this meeting, that as we share what we're doing and what our visions are, we want to hear back from the members, because we're just a small group of people, but as our entire membership together, you guys have great ideas, and together I think we can all take this feedback and incorporate it to make something really impressive. Does anybody have any final thoughts before we take our next question? Okay. Thank you. Operator, our next question.
Yes, sir. As a reminder to ask a question, it is *1. The next question will come from Alyssa Brown. Please go ahead with your question. Ms. Brown, please make sure your phone is not on mute.
Hi, Alyssa.
Thank
you.
Yes, I am now. I'm sorry, I was on mute. I'm in the hospital, actually, with my husband just having a procedure, so I had to do that. But anyway, I want to thank you. I really am impressed with all the reports. They were excellent. I like all the ideas. I would add maybe for the nursing voice about having maybe an ethics column, and I can gather some people for you if you'd like. And also I like the idea that someone said about having, you know, a little bit more in the heading so people know, you know, what it is. The thing I wanted to bring up is I'm president of the Golden State Nursing Foundation. They used to be affiliated with AMAC. And we were at the student, the California Nursing Students Association convention as well. And we actually gave them information about ANA California. And we raised some money for their cookie jar. But I think ANAC needs to be present at a number of different conferences. And I know we're looking at it as a foundation where to go. So I may have a calendar of events so I can send it to you and see if it makes sense for ANAC to be present.
That sounds great. I know Marquette is already working on a calendar, but anything we can add to that I think would be fantastic. So please send it our way.
I will. And there was something else that I can't think right now. But thank you for the reports. Appreciate it. And thank you for the dates for RN Day and General Assembly. Appreciate that. Thank you.
And in addition to the calendar, as Anita mentioned, I'll send the email address one more time. ANAC@ANACalifornia.org is our office email. So if you have an event that's coming up and you want us to be aware of it, we can't promise that we can make all of them, but we want to know about them. So please reach out to us and share those events and those dates with our office. And I believe that Chris has a comment.
Yeah, thank you, Alyssa, for your idea about the ethics column and for topical sections for either their discussion board or a nursing voice to jump into discussion board. And if you have people who would be interested in helping to write or submit to those or be as part of a expert panel, one of the things we talked about is if we have a section called Ask the Expert Ethics section, when those questions get posted, do we have some of our members who would want to help be on a little panel to answer those questions? So we want to have, of course, we'll help keep the discussion boards and Nursing Voice going, but we want to engage members not just as people who would ask the questions, but people who would help answer the questions. We know we have nurses across the spectrum from students to new grads to decades of experience, and we want to tap into to that.
Great.
Okay. And Alyssa, one moment, Alyssa, before you come back on mute again, Anita has a comment that she'd like to add too.
Alyssa, thank you so much. I just wanted to bring up the General Assembly. I forgot to mention that there's also awards that will be given out during that General Assembly, so this is the perfect time to start thinking of those great candidates in your areas. There are six different awards. They're all on the website. You can go see them. The Public Service Awards, Florence Nightingale, Ray Cox Awards, Elizabeth Betty Curtis Awards, Joanne Powell, and the President's Award. So on the website, each award is explained, and there's a form to be filled out there that can be emailed. So just a great time to start already thinking about who are those candidates that we can be giving those beautiful awards to. So thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, thank you.
And Tanya?
I also had a comment to make, and I'm glad that you said something about being present at conferences. Myself and Kelly Bell, treasurer, just went down to NSNA mid-year to engage with the student membership down there, and it's great to engage with students, and obviously they're going to be the ones that are up and coming and making a difference in the world, so to speak. And I think one of the things that surprised me is something that I wanted to put out there for everybody who does any kind of education in their in schools and universities out there is that a lot of students don't know about the resources that ANA has to offer, especially for new graduates coming up. None of them knew about the resume writing, the cover letter writing, the interview skills, searching for your first job. It was all new to the majority of the students that I spoke to, and it was a resource that they all had wished they had known about already because they would have been exploring it and asking questions and contacting us. So I definitely think you're right, and being present actually tells us where it is we need to focus some energy.
Am I still on? It's Elizabeth.
Yes.
Okay, so the resume writing, actually, if people go to this, is wonderful, even if you can't be there for the whole thing, to help students write their resume. It's just, it's a joy. So think about that, particularly if it's in your area.
Definitely.
I think this conversation also highlights a lot of what we've all known, but we need to do a better job at, is that we have a lot to offer as an association to new nurses, to nurses who are finding their voice as advocates, to nurses who may be in managerial positions, leadership positions, and still want to be able to give back to the profession and to the future of our profession. So all of these conversations are relevant to where we see this association heading in the future. And Kelly has one final comment.
Sure. Sorry about that. One thing that I actually forgot to mention, too, was that last year at our General Assembly, it was, I believe, a motion that was passed for us to launch a campaign for new grads. The nurses use their young instead of nurses keep their young. And so that's actually something I wrote my first article for the Nursing Voice that's coming out in January, but that's something that we'll definitely be doing frequently once we go green. And basically it's just going to be an advice column. We titled it Dear Florence, and basically it's going to be for new grads to write in with questions or concerns that they have, and then we're going to pair them with nurse leaders around California that will be showcased, and essentially will offer their advice. So that's something that I'm also really excited about, too.
Great.
And just to, this is Marketa. And just to follow up on what Kelly just said, the action item of nurse eat their young as opposed to nurses eat their young, that was actually discussed at the last joint academia fall conference during the Quad Council, where ANNC is a proud member. It is a Quad Council, is a coalition of four organizations, ANA California, California Association of Colleges of Nursing, ACNL, Association of California Nurse Leaders, and the Student Nurses Organization. And so obviously this issue came up, and all the members of Quad Council heard the attendees, and this is an issue that everybody deals with. And so the Quad Council decided that this is, we should really focus on it, and we need to change the narrative from nurses eating their young, because that is not the image we want to project. So all the four organizations will work together and try to advance the idea that we support one another, that we are here to ease our new nurses. Sometimes they're not young, I am not young, but I still need to be eased. And so I think that it gives us an opportunity to communicate and break barriers and involve other members of our wonderful profession. So thank you, Kelly, for bringing that up, because that is something we will work on.
And thank you all for this discussion. I think we've addressed all of those comments. Operator, who is the next question from?
Yes, sir. The next question will come from Deborah Greenspan. Please go ahead with your question.
Thank you. Hi, this is Deborah. I have a few things. One about the last conversation. I'm in school, and what's on the discussion board is not just about the young, but even young nurses are eating the old nurses. So if we could try and inculcate, potentiate, and maintain a system of a respect across all, you know, ages and experiences, that would be awesome. The other thing is I wanted to find out if the newsletter would be available in PDF form, because for myself, I like to have the paper, and I like to have it in a way that I could punch holes in it and put it in my binder, keep it around so that I can use it as a reference point. And to that end, I'd like to see it as a tool for academia, for clinical work, and also for public policy, so that if we could encourage people to have references, that would actually enhance nurses and facilitate their ability to move the research to clinical and to policy quicker. Thank you.
Thank you. You brought up a very interesting point about this goes both ways with our nurses, and it overall highlights that we have a culture that we're not always caring to others as we are towards our patients, and that's something that we have to address, and we have to work to end it. And I think that with all of us involved together, both young nurses and experienced and more experienced nurses, we can all find a way. We're able to save people's lives and bring them back from the dead almost. We can find a way to fix this. So I think that's a great comment, and we'll definitely keep that in mind. And also with our newsletter, yes, we definitely wanted to increase the visibility of this and the frequency, but a PDF is something we definitely want to do. That way it's something that for those who want to print it out or print it out and share it, we'll definitely make sure that it's done in a format that is easy to share as well. And I think
Thank
there's
you.
No other
on that,
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. On that note, I was wondering if there's going to be minutes of this meeting because I, for some reason, was not able to log in the beginning, and I missed some of the goodies that were mentioned in the beginning. So I was wondering if there's going to be minutes or an agenda or something I can review.
Sure. So to answer that question, this webinar will be available. Both the audio and audiovisual portion will be available in archives following this meeting, so you can always come back in and hear that. And in addition, our secretary, Ruth Rosenblum, was not able to be here with us today, but she is working to help all of us together. We're trying to find a way to increase the transparency of these meetings by having our minutes available as we're redeveloping our website. So we want to be able to share these minutes and any of these resources that we have with everybody else. And I think that's it for that. Thank you so much. Operator, the next question.
Thank you. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, it is star one. The next question will come from Sheila Allen. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is Sheila Allen. I'm in Davis, California, and I have a couple of questions and a comment. I'll start with my question, and I'm sorry if this was talked about in the beginning because I dialed the number right away, but I was on hold for 10 minutes before I was able to click in. So I had a question about election of officers, and in particular, election of the ANA delegates. Is there a timeline for that, and what will be the process?
So to answer that question, for the elections are sent out probably around the fall of next year. The ballot committee has been elected. The ballot committee has been formally constituted and is off the ground. So as we start looking for people to those terms, the ballot committee will be calling out, placing out the names for people to submit for each position, as well as for the ANA membership assembly. The ANA membership assembly occurs between June and July every year, and delegates are elected for a two-year term along with our regular election. Now, we can only have one person run for one office within ANA. However, the Office of Membership Assembly Representative, or Delegate, as the name is being changed to, is available for anybody to run. So you are able to run for both a board position and a position within ANA as a Membership Assembly Representative. This last year, ANA voted to finally remove their status as a labor union. Because they have no longer provided labor services directly at the national level to any of the state associations and leave that up to the states to provide that if they so choose to, ANA will no longer be under election rules for labor law, which means that we have some changes that are coming from that side of it. But we are still electing the membership assembly representatives during the same cycle as our elected officials. And all that information will come out with the ballot committee. And I think that since you're asking this question, we'll make sure that as the time begins to get close, we'll have our ballot committee be very proactive in explaining this process and explaining all the positions to everyone so that we have more people to run, and the more people, the merrier. Does that answer your question?
Okay. Yes. Thank you. So then the answer is we're in the middle of the two-year term, so they'll be looking for people to run for next fall
when the election will occur. Is that correct?
Approximately 1 year. Well, 1 year from today, we'll have the call to elections and consensus serves going out so that we can have the elections early in 2019. However, we will definitely be much more proactive with encouraging our ballot committee that was elected to reach out to people to find names early on, to answer some of these questions as well, too.
Okay, great. My next question is in regards to it was mentioned that, I believe that General Assembly, there's going to be awards for things like Joanne Powell, Ray Cox, and Betty Curtis. And I was just wondering if those are associated, are those scholarships? Will those be a financial award, or are they a recognition only?
Thank you for the question. It's Nita. They'll be a recognition only, so it's a celebration of nurse leaders throughout the state of California, from direct, you know, point of care clinicians to nurse leaders who have influenced nursing over years. So it's a great just celebration, not scholarship. Does that answer your question?
Okay, because those are the exact names of some existing Golden State Nursing Foundation scholarships. So I was a little surprised with the exact connection between those, but that's fine. They're great nurse leaders, and they should be recognized. And then my final suggestion is that for, you had mentioned the CAP organization, CAP, and I had the pleasure of being the ANAC representative for a local presentation for an assembly member here in Yolo County, and I just wanted to suggest that maybe you could create a list of members throughout the state who are willing to attend these things. I just happened to read the email and knew that I was available that day, but I would be happy to be on like a standing list that if there is an event that's within driving distance, I would be happy to attend in the name of ANAC.
So that's a good question, and that's part of where our efforts are actually focusing on, because in Sacramento, whenever the CAP events are held locally with their state offices, we have people in Sacramento that have attended. But what we're also trying to really do is, because we want to engage people across the state, if an event is held in Los Angeles or San Diego, obviously it's too far from any of us up north to drive down, and vice versa. So we are working on creating geographic areas for our members, which is also what Chris has discussed on these discussion boards, so that we can find people in geographic areas to let them know that, hey, this is important, we want you to be there, and we want nursing to be seen as a viable voice in policy and decision making. So thank you for that comment. Operator, the next question, please.
Thank you. The next question will come from Gail Sarlotte. Please go ahead with your question.
Thank you. This is Gail Sarlotte. Philip, I was unclear on your answer regarding minutes. It didn't sound to me like there are going to be minutes available for this meeting. You said you were working toward having them on the website, but I didn't hear that they were going to be.
So to answer that question, we are looking to take the minutes that we are bringing from this meeting and putting them in one central location as a future goal that our secretary is working towards. So not only minutes from this meeting, but minutes from our board meetings, minutes from our previous meetings, so that all that information is placed in one central location. As we mentioned, for those that wanted to come in to hear the questions about what was started earlier, what we stated at the beginning, that's available as a recording audio portion for this first part, audio video for the next half. And so we are going to place them in minutes, and they will be available. Marianne wanted to make a comment.
Yes, we will have minutes available, and this is all being recorded, and in a couple, it'll take a few days for us to get it up on the website, but you will be able to access the entire recording as well.
So the recording and the transcribed minutes will be available on the website, and the time frame is expected to be a couple of days?
Well, the recording is going to come up sooner than the transcribe, but yes, the plan is to get the recording up as soon as possible.
And what is the timeline that you're shooting for providing these and previous minutes on the website in the transcribed version?
That's going to depend on what our web developing is available to do, because we want to make sure that they're put in a way so that they are both accessible but also not able to be tampered with. So our web developer is working with Marquetta as our new executive director. If there are any specific minutes that you are looking for, in general, you can contact our office, and our office will be more than happy to provide them to you.
Okay, so at the present time, there's not a timeline?
Not at this moment, no.
Okay.
As soon as possible is what we're aiming for. Thank you. The next question, please.
Thank you. The next question will come from Melissa Brown. Please go ahead. Again, Ms. Brown, please make sure your phone is not on mute.
I did it again. thank you for taking me again. I just wanted to clarify about bylaws and ANA. About labor organization is still kind of in process, so it's not absolutely 100% yet, but probably will be. The other thing is there will be a letter coming out from the ANA Committee on Bylaws. I'm on that. And I've let the chair of the bylaws committee know, but it'll be coming to you, Philip, I believe, in Marquetta. And, I'm assuming you'll share it with the board. But it will go over some of the changes that occurred last year with bylaws and then direction for where to go from there. So that should be coming out hopefully within the next month or so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If there's any more comments, operator, I think we have time for one final comment.
We have nothing further in the questioning queue at this time.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate everybody's comments and everybody's feedback. As a final closing note, Marquetta has just a couple of quick updates regarding some projects that ANAC is working on before we transition to the audiovisual portion.
Thank you, Philip. As you may know, because we have been including it in the ANAC Weekly, we are very excited to work with Edelman Financial Services, which is one of the personal benefits of being an ANAC member. They reached out to us a couple of months ago, and they want to have a regional in-person meeting / seminar to teach our members and give them access to tools how to look after their financial future in regards to retirement savings, 401ks, IRAs, and the Roths. So all those are the wonderful words that they were using with me. And knowing that we've heard from many of our newer members, that is a personal benefit that we would offer. Edelman Services has, I believe, 5 offices around California. So we are looking at the Bay Area, LA area, San Diego area, Central Valley area to start with. And let's see if our members will find it beneficial. The pilot started with New York State Association. They had a first event earlier this year. There were 350 nurses attending, and the feedback and evaluation was so positive that Edelman decided to roll it out through the nation. So please know that that's something we are working on. Also, next year, March, I believe 28, 2018, all the APRN nursing groups and our coalition is working together to prepare a nursing conference that will be held up here in the Bay Area. Sue Hassmiller, Dr. Sue Hassmiller, who is coming from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, she will be the keynote speaker. So that's something that you can put on your calendars. We're also working on that. We don't have agenda. We don't have anything firmed up or confirmed. However, that's something we're working on for you to know. Flo's cookie jar, you know, the devastating effects of the California Sonoma Napa fire. Since ANAC is 501c6 organization, we cannot be asking for donation or for any money directly. Therefore, as a part of the Quote Council, we work with ACNL and or our partners to put out together a call for any nurse and any of our members to donate to support a nursing student in need. I'm not sure if you all know, Flo's Cookie Jar is one-time emergency financial help for a nursing student to help a nursing student in need, because we don't want them to drop out of school. So Flo's Cookie Jar is a wonderful idea. And if you have not donated, please look on our Facebook and look on our eBus. It's there. And we're so happy that we are part of that. Next, I'd like to go a little bit more to the Quote Council, how important that is. Quote Council in California was modeled after the Tribe Council for the national organization. And at the last meeting, we all agreed that the importance of nursing voice in not only in politics but in community and in social justice issues are missing and it's needed. And therefore, all the four organizations decided that it's time to take our advocacy in the full term of the voice, take our advocacy and really bring it back to our nurses. So all participants at the meeting were very appreciative of the fact that we work hard, we save lives, but we don't have representation. Now, our representation comes in different forms, and one of them is Nurses on Board Coalition. And as you know, by 2020, we are hoping to place 10,000 registered nurses on board. Boards meaning elected officials, school boards, county supervisors, you name it. So we have worked very close with California Action Coalition and Merdeka, with Health Impact and Judy Berg, and with ACNL. And we invited into the fold a California Women Lead, because as you know, 90% of nurses are still females, and we are underrepresented. So we are working with the CEO, Rachel Michelin, CEO of California Women Lead, and offering different tools and services. And services, so we can offer our nurses tools how to advance and how to achieve the 10,000 nurses on board. Now, we are 4 minutes before we are welcoming the wonderful Alex Benjamin. So please know that the recording will be available. We will communicate with you. Our office is always open. And by starting in 4 minutes, the web portion will be open, and we look forward to for you to stay with us. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for all of your time.